Anyway, it is time to get experimental now. And Dave, what have you got for us in our kitchen science this week?
Well, this week's kitchen science is incredibly simple. All you need is a window.
A window? Have we got a window here in the studio?
I don't actually have a window. It's a bit awkward, but I do have a useful piece of glass.
Is that like part of your coffee table?
It was originally a set of bathroom scales, which got adjusted for another purpose, and so I had the glass left over, so this works as a good window.
Okay, so we have a piece of glass.
So if you imagine this was a real window.
Okay,
so
yeah. Should I hold it?
We're standing each side of the window, so you need to get you to stand on one side of the window and get your friend to stand on the other side of the window.
Okay, you don't have to be friends with them.
Or just another person.
Another person.
Any old person. Okay, you each need to have a torch.
Okay.
Okay, so you have a nice large torch.
Okay,
yeah. And then what I want you to do is first turn off all the lights on both sides. We'll do this in the second half.
Later, okay.
Turn off all the lights, both inside the room and outside, if possible. And then first turn on your torch and see what you can see and what your friend can see. And then get them turn off your torch, get them to turn on their torch and see what they can see and you can see. And then turn on both torches and see what you can see.
Okay, so we're here, we're in the dark. I would turn on my torch.
Facing at your face.
Facing at my face.
Yeah.
And see what I can see. Then you would turn on your torch. I would turn mine off. You turn yours on.
Yep. And see what we can
see. See what we can see. So it's got to be pointing at my face.
Yes.
Lighting up my
always
face.
Always shine your torches at your own face.
Okay. And then we both do them together.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. So at home, you need a mirror, a friend or acquaintance. Not a mirror. A glass. It looks a bit mirrory. I can see my dirt in it. You need a window. Two torches and someone that you know who will be willing to do this. And we'll be trying it later if we can work out where the light switches are in the studio. Anyway, now we've got a few more questions.